Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now that two people allegedly involved in the murder of a 2-year-old girl are facing charges and the victim's identity is finally known, area residents and others are trying to come to terms with the gruesome death of the girl once known as Baby Doe. WBUR's Simone Rios reports on a vigil last night on Deer Island, where the girl's body was found.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Hundreds gathered on the shore to honor Bella Bond, clutching candles and singing songs near the spot where the baby girl was found 3 months ago. It was the first major event of its kind since Friday, when the girl previously known only as Baby Doe was identified. Those in attendance ranged from the state's most powerful politicians to ordinary working folks. Robert Bon Corey lives a short walk away from Deer Island.
Can't imagine anybody doing that to their own child. It's just, I don't even have words for it.
Another Winthrop resident at last night's vigil was 16-year-old Emily Nichols. Nichols sang a song composed by a classmate in the name of Bella.
It's nice to see a community come together and be there for her, almost like her family, and I'm just so proud to be a part of Winthrop.
Bella Bond was allegedly killed by Michael McCarthy, the boyfriend of her mother, Rochelle Bond, who was charged with accessory after the fact. While McCarthy is being held without bail, Rochelle Bond's bail was set at $1 million. House Speaker Robert DeLeo represents Winthrop at the State House. He contained his emotions as he honored the little girl.
Bella, I know you're watching. And I know that something that you realize very easily, you are a child of Massachusetts. You are a daughter, by the way, of the town of Winthrop. And you are a little girl, not only for our state, but for people throughout the country.
DeLeo thanked Suffolk County District Attorney Daniel Connolly for his role in the Baby Doe investigation, and Connolly passed on the gratitude to police who worked on the case.
I do want to acknowledge the men and women who really worked hard on the case from day one. Please give a really nice round of applause for all the men and women troopers, all the men and women of the Winthrop Police Department.
It took nearly 3 months for police to find the accused killer of Baby Doe. And though some find solace in the arrests, others are waiting for Bella Bond's burial and the prosecution of those responsible before they can put it all behind them. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.